Happy Sunday! So, let's discuss some things here because apparently everyone is confused about what they need to see, what they need to hear, and what they need to understand. Now, let's give a scenario, right? You have two grown black men, right? Felt a way about something another black man said. And he walked up in public at an event and publicly placed his hand across another black man's face. All because he did not like what that black man said about something concerning him. Now, understand the word man, right? The definition of it. Because just the other day, I was watching something and someone said that, you know, men want respect. How do men respect each other? Is that how they respect each other? Use your words. As you can see, violence has escalated due to the violence that people think are not violence. So, if you demand respect, not even demand, let's not use that terminology. If you want respect from your counterpartners, how do you respect each other within your hood? Because a conversation, simply saying, hey, you know, I didn't like what you said. You know what I mean? I took offense to that. But to do that says a lot about your character and a lot about who you are and a lot about where you came from and what you've grown into. So the public has pretty much made their statement. A lot don't even want to talk about it because it's so insulting to look at. The audience face was repulsed by your actions. And it wasn't just black people watching. It was people of all different cultures, races, and traditions. I'm sorry. Let's rephrase that. I don't even know what that word means. Ethnicity. So I'm still trying to understand how black people find love within each other when this is what they do to each other. And yet they say support. What is support in black people? That is the question. The answer is dare to wait for. When all you do is complain about a system that you had help in, only to keep each other down. Self-hate, self-righteousness, self-projection of actually who you are when you act it out says a lot about your acting. When you actually get a reaction to your acting. So, I'm still trying to figure out, because there was a concert with a black guy performing, and the audience was predominantly not black. So it's very disappointing when you say one thing, you do another, you ask for this, you ask for that, you beg for this, you beg for that, and all you are a bunch of who knows what. And then you stand strong, black this and black that, and I'm black and I'm black and I'm black, and you're fucking not black at all. Most of you are afraid to go outside, that's why you bleach, right? Black girl are competing with other black girls of different complexions in hate. They hate each other because this black girl hair is nicer than this black girl. They hate each other because this black girl skin is nicer than this black girl. And then they compete against each other after they self-hated each other and themselves. Because they already ran out of things to fucking do, apparently. So the idiocy is really just showing in the quote and quote what you people call the black community. Because I'm still trying to figure out how black people support black people. When all you see is black people killing black people, black people hating black people, and black people stepping on black people, damn near your own children, you suppress. You only teach them how to hate each other, envy and jealous what one has and the others don't. You play favoritism in your own children. And most of the time, they do not have the same father. So you are creating a war in your own house. How many of you black children heard a story, was read a book, a bedtime story? Do you know what that is? How many of you get tucked into bed instead of saying, get to bed, go to your room, get out my face? That's their favorite black mothers. How many of you subject your children to the shit you do in your bedroom? How many men do they see walking in and out of your home? I'm still waiting for a response to my questions. Because I have questions too. I ask, I post. This is what the interaction is. It came to the internet. See, because apparently having a conversation leads to you getting slapped in public. Because somebody didn't like what you fucking said. How old are you? And you're supposed to be an influence, a role model? To whose children? It better be your own. So you just literally showed children, black fucking hate. Because that's what it looks like. You walked up there in anger. You was already angry. And she laughed. As though it was something fucking funny. So what did you just prove to the world that watched you do this? And feel like nobody should say anything about it? Well, I am not afraid to tell you that you are wrong. And you are an insult and a humiliation. So take that with a grain of fucking salt if you have to. Matter of fact, finish the bottle. Please and thank you. Again, Miss B's chats. Details of the last world. Books by MissB.com. A true lover's tale. Two hearts, one world. So... if you're not a fan of it, it's okay. If you looked at it, if you listened to it, you got something from it, the best to you. But if you didn't, please keep the hate to yourself and to a minimum.
Because I don't need to project hate to anybody for any reason at all. When it's just literally lurking in the air. Let's not pretend it's not there. So there is a lot of people that do not subject themselves to this kind of hate because they grew past it. They learned from their history and they understood a lot of things. This is why they live a different life. But for the ones that are struggling, good luck.